You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. It is a good day to be alive. It's a good day to be serving Jesus. And it's a good day to be here on the Refresh radio program, right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you about one of the best-kept secrets in Brevard County, and that is the saints at Merritt Assembly of God. The God that we serve has been faithful, continues to be faithful. Over and over again, we see him demonstrating his goodness and his greatness. He continues to change people's lives and improve them with forgiveness and strengthening them in his word. And we are just so thankful that God has been faithful to Merritt Assembly of God for all of these years. Here, later in the summer, we will be celebrating, I think that this will be 72nd anniversary, I think, if I do my math correctly. It didn't always look like it would survive through the years, but God has been faithful. And so if you do not have a church that you attend, we would be honored and blessed if you chose to worship Jesus with us. And you can see a little bit more of my personality that comes out whenever I'm preaching, instead of having this microphone that is in front of me and all of the blinking lights and things like that. But pretty much I'm the same everywhere, same sense of humor. I just have a little bit more animation in my preaching style than I used to have, when I would just stand behind the pulpit, hold on so I wouldn't fall over, and preach in a monotone voice. So God has certainly done a work in me, and we would love the opportunity for you to join us in worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Sunday morning at 10:30, and if you visit, please make sure that I get an opportunity to greet you and say hello and thank you for listening to the Refresh radio program. So today we are going to go to Psalm 90. Psalm 90 is a great passage of scripture, and this is a psalm of Moses, and so this song predates much of Israel's history. So you can see that God's faithfulness lasted for thousands of thousands of years to his covenant people. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 12 today, and then we are going to focus on some things that we haven't talked about thus far in our series on instruction. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men," for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like asleep in the morning. They are like grass which grows up in the morning. It flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So, today, we are going to be focusing on math. We're going to be looking at the Word of God, and the thing that I want you to understand is that God doesn't do math the same way that we do math. So we measure things in years, and so there are certain milestones that you want to hit at certain ages and things like that. But in verse number 2, it says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God doesn't measure things in years necessarily, because he was God before this little thing we call time existed, and he will be God for all of eternity after this segment that we call time is over. He's got all of the time. As far back as you can go, as far forward as you can go, God is God. And in verse number 4, he shares a little bit about perspective. And it says, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past. And so if you were to visit this comparison in the New Testament, you would hear a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. And so for us, it can seem like a very short span of time is taking forever. If you've ever stopped at some of the traffic lights that have turned red right before I got there, it can seem like those traffic signals get stuck for a very, very long time. I particularly love when I'm traveling to church on Sunday morning and I'm the only person at the traffic signal from any of the four directions, and it won't let me go. So that seems like it lasts a long, long time. If I told you that you were going to live 1,000 years, you know, a lot of people, especially young people, they have that mindset where they're indestructible. They're just, you know, not, they're going to live forever. So several years ago, I was having a conversation with someone, and they had just had a loved one that passed. And they made this statement. They said, I just figured that we were going to live forever. And I made this comment to them. And that was, every person you've ever known has either died or will die or will be alive when the rapture happens. And, you know, that's a very good option. I really like that option. That seemed like the most likely option when I was younger, but over the past several decades, you realize that you don't need to just be ready when the trumpet sounds. You need to be ready because your last heartbeat could be your final heartbeat. And so we see that while we get focused on how long something is taking in years, that God's perspective is, if you'll allow me just a little bit of license, that 1,000 years is like the blink of an eye. It goes that quickly. It's nothing more than a day. And so I have a person that's very dear to my life whose wife passed away several years ago. And he shared that, You know, he was trying to gain some eternal perspective, and it was this truth about how fleeting time is on the scale of eternity. And he said, I realized that while my wife is experiencing all of the joys of eternity, it is only going to seem like the blink of an eye since she arrived until I arrive. And that's been several years now. And it to her, it will be just like she just got there herself. And so I saw a video one time of Francis Chan, I believe was who was doing this teaching. And he had this very, 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 very long rope. And he put a little piece of tape in the middle of the rope. And he said, that's the average lifespan. He said, you know, if you look at it, that's how much we focus on. And the rope was signifying eternity, and the little piece of tape was signifying our life, and how much emphasis we put on that little stretch of time. And it really is important because it determines the eternal destination that we are going to have. So, when I consider this passage, I'm going to move on down here because I don't want our time to get away. It says in verse number 10, the days of our lives are 70 years, and by reason of strength, they are 80. One of the men in our church who is a pillar of faithfulness and loving care to his wife, who has needed care for a number of years now, and this guy just exudes faithfulness. And I've known people, known of people, not known them personally, but I've known of people who with similar situations just said, that's it, I'm done, I'm out. And this guy continues to love because he made a commitment until death do us part, and continues to really exude faithfulness. Well, he was diagnosed with a pretty serious stage of cancer a couple of decades ago. And as he was telling his story, we celebrated his birthday not too long ago, and he's now 80. And he said, you know, the doctor really didn't give me very, very many years to live. And so I believed God for 70, and I counted that if I hit 80, that was God really doing exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think or imagine. And I can tell you this, God is still doing exceedingly abundantly above all that he could ask or think or imagine. The thing that birthdays do for us is they kind of give us a little bit of perspective. So when a child is going on a road trip, they're sitting in the back and they're constantly saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? The reason being is because their life up to that point in time has been so short that those hours are a bigger percentage of their life than they are for the rest of us. I mean, we look at it and say, oh, well, it's a couple hours down the road. That's no big deal. They're saying, couple hours, that's a huge percentage of my life. And then the older that we get, time becomes more precious on that end of the scale, because we're now saying, I don't know how many more hours I have, you know, whether it's 10,000 or I don't even know how many, you know, I just pulled that number out of the hat there. I haven't done the math to see how many years that would be. But all of a sudden we start realizing that the things that we used to take for granted, we no longer take it for granted anymore. So I will tell you this, that God has an appointment for us of when our last day on earth is going to be. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. So you can't take for granted that you are going to reach a certain number because you don't know when God's appointment for you is. I've known people, wonderful people, whose number came very early. I've known some people who thought they had the entire, you know, an entire lifetime to live, and then all of a sudden, the horrors of this godless society we live in, to a large extent, came and robbed them of their years, and they weren't even 30, and they were face to face with their Maker, and I can only hope that they were ready. So, you know, we need to value the time that we have. Verse number 11 says, who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. That's one of my favorite verses for people who don't realize that, yes, God is love, but God is also just. And God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But he is also in charge of the discipline of those who refuse to seek him. So as awesome and as holy he is, as loving as he is, you need to realize that that fulcrum is also balanced with the perfect justice of God. So the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Those are the promises of blessings. Those are also the promises of consequences. So just remember that. Verse number 12 is the verse that brings us to this Psalm of Moses. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Several years ago, there was a person who was teaching about this passage, and they mentioned an app. And they said, you can type in a date into this app, and it will tell you how many days you have been alive since then. So if you typed in your birth date, it would tell you how many days that you had been alive. If you typed in your wedding day, it would have told you how many days you had been married. If you typed in your job, when you got your job, it'd tell you how long that you had been doing that, how many days you had experienced your children and all of that. And so it was kind of an interesting little app because it showed you some perspective. So I jotted down a few questions here. So how long have you been alive? And then that brings up another question, and you can't really give the answer to this, is how long do you have to still live? This is a question for parents, is how long have you been blessed with your children? Now, I have this perspective because my children are grown now. And whenever I see a new parent, I tell them, don't blink. Don't blink. Because I can still remember the very first time that I held my newborn son in the hospital. Can remember the muscle cramp that I got in my arm from holding him in that position, and it won't be that long. I mean, it's still several years away, but as far as perspective goes, it won't be that long until He's already got kids, but it won't be that long in the scheme of things until he holds his grandchildren. So don't blink. Don't take them for granted. Enjoy them. How long have you been married? How long have you been blessed to be able to spend time with your spouse? And I can tell you that even though there are bumps along the road, you need to value that time and cherish that time and make sure that you enjoy the marriage covenant that God has given to you, because there are a lot of people who would give all of their resources to be able to have a little bit more time with a spouse that they no longer have in their earthly experience. How long until you are promoted into eternity? Jesus talked about Jerusalem not recognizing the season of their visitation. How many more opportunities do you have? And, you know, one of the things that I heard years ago is the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. And I watch people who procrastinate spiritually. I was sitting in my office here not too long ago, and my office gives me a great deal of perspective of things that happen in the neighborhood and things like that. And I saw a person traveling down the road, and it happens to be a person that I know, a person that I've had conversation with, and a person that, you know, keeps promising that they're going to come to church. And as they rode on by, you know, I pray that they don't miss out on those opportunities. Because we think that they will always be there. I know people that have said, "Oh, Pastor, we're just so glad that you are always available, that you're always here." And I want to tell them, look, life marches on, and you need to make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus, because you don't know how long I'll be around physically. You don't know. You cannot take things for granted. Teach us to number our days so that we don't take people for granted. Teach us to number our days so that we don't take God for granted. Teach us to number our days so that we don't miss out. Don't miss out on the opportunity of telling your loved ones that you love them. Make the most of that opportunity. You see, God's math is not like our math. You look at God's timeline in the scripture, and you'll see that there are times where he says, okay, this is 69 weeks, and then there's this week, and we look at the end times events, and that's going to be the 70th week. And yet scattered in those weeks are centuries. They're centuries. So God doesn't do math the way that we do. So you, in God's kingdom, when you are able to do God's math the way he does, you honor him with his 10%, and he takes the 90% that you have left and blesses it and makes it go farther than the 100% would have done under your control. That seems paradoxical, but it's not. But Jesus said, if you seek to save your life, you'll lose it. If you seek to lose your life, you will gain. And so when you and I make God a priority, and we teach or we taught ourselves to number our days rightly, it causes us to put the priorities the way that they should be. The purpose of numbering our days correctly is that we may gain a heart of wisdom. When you put April the 26th in its proper place and say, God, you have got a purpose for me for this day. Now, purpose, I want to remind you, is not always about doing something. When it comes time for church, that's a day of rest. It's a day of spiritual rest. And by that, I mean, it doesn't mean that you're going to be sitting by a lounge chair around a pool and, you know, just napping all day. That may bring you physical refreshing, but it is meant to be a spiritual rest of walking in the wisdom and the favor of God that will empower us to be able to do whatever we need to do the rest of the days. I found it interesting. This is something I never thought of till I was preparing to do this broadcast. I wrote down here 40 years. 40 years. Moses lived 40 years in Egypt. Then he lived 40 years in the wilderness. And then God sent him back to Egypt, to Pharaoh. And through a season of God's miraculous plagues, Egypt finally let the children of Israel go. The journey to the promised land was not a very long journey. It was only a matter of weeks that they would have got there, but God took them on a little bit more of a adventurous route. And then they got to the promised land, and the children of Israel, who were constantly saying, oh, we should go back, we should go back, these days are so hard. Listen, the glory days weren't all that glorious. They were hard. They were challenging. When they got to the promised land, they said, the giants are too big, the cities are too fortified, the land is too harsh, we can't go in. And so for 40 years, Moses and the children of Israel wandered around in the wilderness because they didn't have the wisdom when they were on the threshold of the promised land to number their days in a way that God could use them. I don't want you to wander spiritually. I don't want to wander spiritually. I want to bring as much glory to God as I possibly can in the days that I have. May God teach us to number our days so that we can gain a heart of wisdom and bring him glory and honor. You have a great weekend. We'll see you here Monday right here on the Refresh Radio
Program. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.